Hey, hi, this is Mike Schmidt. You're listening to Knockout Radio.
Michael Jack Schmidt, as a matter of fact, spring training kind of kicked off.
Did it? Yeah, the pitchers and catchers.
They are out there. So we're going to talk about that.
Okay.
We need to talk about a couple numbers that we forgot as we were discussing the quarterbacks. But let's get back to talking about Fight Night 186. Let's head back out to Las Vegas and welcome Ashley Yoder to the show. Ashley, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for giving us some time. So what's a typical, and I know this isn't typical anymore over the past 13 months, but a typical fight week for you?
Typical fight week is, I mean, I would say typical now is different, of course, but, you know, we just come to Vegas or wherever we're fighting. We get kind of settled in and, you know, just kind of relax. You know, that's probably one of the, it sounds crazy to say, but like you're away from all the stresses of work and your daily obligations. I have two wild boxers. So as much as I love them, it's nice to kind of like isolate and just focus on the task at hand. So yeah, it's a lot of just downtime in between, you know, sweating and sleeping. So until fight night, it's very chill.
What day do you sign all those posters? Is that on a Wednesday too?
Oh, that was supposed to be right now, but it's today. Yeah, so when you first get here, you check in, you get to sign, I think, 100 and something posters. And then, yeah, you try on your fight kit just to make sure everything fits the same. And you go through, they've changed a little bit of things now. They're a little bit more protective of, like, what our mouthpieces look like, what flags we walk out with. So, yeah, it's just a lot of, you know, making sure everything's going to be right for fight night.
Way back in the day when I was able to cover sporting events, I used to help the PR, and you know, I would pull the posters as they were getting signed. You know, you'd have four people all signing it, and then you'd pull it and everybody would go again. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's kind of fun when you do it too, because you're like, are you going to be the last person to sign the signature and everybody's going to be waiting on you, or are you going to hurry up? So it's kind of a fun little interesting dynamic when you're four people deep doing poster signings.
When you do sign, and I know this is going to sound crazy, but it is interesting. Is there a particular spot on the poster that you look for? Is there some places that you automatically wouldn't sign? Or is it just, I see an open spot and that's where I go?
Yeah, I go for the edge. You know, I really like, you know, they're very big about now making sure you don't sign on the faces and things like that. So I think that's a respect thing. But yeah, wherever I'm sitting, I try to get in a good spot where, you know, I can do a little quick couple circles, make it look like my signature, that way and get it more fluid. If you're like kind of all over the place or trying to reach across, you know, to sign, especially if you've been there and start pulling those posters, it's not going to be an easy job, especially if you have other people waiting on you.
No, for sure. And I was there back in the day when somebody did sign over his opponent's face and it got out of hand. Crazy. And yeah, it was awful. You know, we've talked about, obviously, this is a rematch. It was a couple years ago. Can you take anything from that? Have you gone back to watch to kind of pick and choose things? Or because it was so long ago, it's not even worth watching?
No, we watched it just, you know, to rewatch it. It's been 4 years since we fought each other, and we've both grown in a lot of different ways. So it's going to be a completely different fight, I truly believe. But no, you know, this being a short notice fight, it's just going off of how is Ashley grown as a fighter, technically wise. And I think that the matchup is a good matchup for both of us. You know, I'm going in with, I have nothing to lose. You know, I'm going against a tough opponent that's ranked. And, you know, my second fight in the UFC was against the same opponent. So this is my first time having a rematch. So I'm kind of excited just to see the difference in levels.
I like to always ask MMA fighters and boxers that I talk to, you know, how you can fight somebody and then more times than not, you know, it's over, respect, all that kind of stuff. I fought my brother when I was 18 and I still dislike him.
But yeah, no, you know, it's kind of crazy. I have no harsh feelings against anyone that I fight. You know, a lot of these people want to talk shit. That's fine if that's what makes them feel better fight night. But we've even had a couple conversations where we talked about training together just because we live pretty close. And there's not a lot of high level, you know, smaller girls in our area. So, I'm going in as an athlete. This isn't, you know, it's not a hate crime. This is literally me just going in to do what I love and see how much I've improved. So
What's going through your mind as you're walking to the octagon? And I'm sure it's a little bit different. There's no screaming fans and all that kind of stuff. But do you try to block everything out? Are you trying to not to think about the fight until the cage door shuts? Thinking about music? What are you thinking about as you're making that walk?
Just being focused and present in the moment, being grateful for the opportunity. And I know that sounds kind of stupid, but, you know, we're very, 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 very fortunate to be able to do this. I'm fortunate to be able to do this on a short notice and be able to get right back to Vegas. So, you're just got to be present and enjoy the whole moment. Even though there's not fans here, you know, you have the vibes of, you know, being able to be blessed to be underneath the UFC banner. So I'm excited about that.
We all wish, obviously, this virus, you know, wasn't going. We all wish that fans were there. I wish that the media was there or I would be there, but I kind of like watching it on TV with no fans. Have you thought about it? Do you like it? Do you dislike it? Or it's fight time, it doesn't matter?
You know, I always will love to have my fans there, like my friends and my family. It makes it special. But at the same time, you know, it doesn't change me mentally on like going in and being able to perform. You know, some people really thrive and they feed off that energy. Of course, that energy is amazing and I can't wait till we get to go back to that. But, you know, this is going to be my third time in this COVID situation. I was on The Ultimate Fighter where we didn't have fans, just a bunch of cameras. So, you know, it's definitely not our first walk doing this. And as much as I would love to have fans there, I'm completely okay with where we're at right now.
Funniest, strangest, craziest thing that's ever happened in the middle of a fight for you?
In the middle of a fight?
Right.
I don't know if anything crazy has happened in the middle of a fight. You know, besides, I mean, not in the UFC. I almost lost my top one time in one of my Bama fights, and it was right in front of my corners. So I was, like, in side control, and I was pressing, like, against my opponent, and, like, yeah, they almost got a little show there. So that was probably the most at that time, my mind went straight from fighting to, like, oh, my gosh, I don't want to expose myself. So, that's probably the craziest thing that's happened in a fight.
Good stuff. Before we talk about or I ask you about Saturday night, UFC Fight Night 186, another question I'd like to ask just so fans can get to know you a little bit more if they don't already. You're going to invite four people over for dinner. I know talking about food, fight week is not always the best thing to do, even though a lot of times the fighters tell me that they watch the Food Channel and they watch food stuff because they know that they can't.
I feel like those are serial killers. There's something not right about that. But
I agree with you for sure. So four people are coming over, living or passed away, real or fictitious. Can't be family, can't be teammates, can't be people from the gym. Who are you inviting over?
Oh, this is an easy one. So we're going to go Chris Farley, Will Ferrell, then probably, I mean, the best duos with that would be Rob Schneider and Jim Carrey. I think Rob Schneider and Jim Carrey are also really funny. So I would have a bunch of comedians just so I could laugh.
So a big comedian person, huh?
Oh, yeah. I don't know if you would say I'm a big comedian. Chris Farley is absolutely my favorite. Will Ferrell is one of my favorite. John C. Reilly. I like anybody that likes to laugh. I like to laugh. So I always appreciate those kind of guys.
When this whole world gets semi-back, Russell Peters performs a lot in Las Vegas. I'll get you tickets to go out and see Russell Peters. If you don't know who he is, he's in that category as well.
Oh, awesome. For sure. Yeah, I would love to. I love to laugh. So
perfect. Let's real quick talk about Saturday night, the main reason why you gave us a couple minutes. So let's talk about the fight Saturday night. What can the fans expect to see?
You know, I think this is going to be a really great addition to this card. We both like to bang. We both are not scared to bang. So I think it's going to be a really fun fight for the fans. And like I said, it's going to be a really cool rematch for just to see how far and how much we've changed over 4 years. So
definitely looking forward to it. Ashley, thank you very much for your time. We're trying a new phone system out, so we can't put you back on hold. I've already talked to the PR people out there. We're going to get your address. We're going to send you a care package from 8 Man Strong, as well as a pair of earbuds from Jabra headphones.
Oh, awesome. Thank you, guys.
We appreciate your time. Best of luck on Saturday and have fun.
Thank you so much.
That is Ashley Yoder, gets back in the octagon Saturday night. And we're going to get back, hit this commercial, and then we're going to talk more about those numbers that we didn't bring up when we were talking quarterbacks. Coming to you live from Torta Pizza, 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete, this is Knockout Radio.
When I think back on all the crap I learned in high school, it's a wonder I can think at all.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Larry Boeft, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Hi, guys. This is Vin A. of the Bronx Wanderers. I'm excited to announce Dad and I will be performing at Ruth Eckert Hall March 16, 17, and 18. Go to our website, thebronxwanderers.com, and we hope to see you there. Stay tuned to Knockout Radio.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field. Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Torta Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Torta Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Torta Pizza.
How would you like to be like Jorge Masvidal, Dustin Poirier, Daniel Cormier, Joe Rogan, me, and many, many others? You could also own an amazing painting from Ross Bain's Art. Ross paints original canvas art, including custom commission work. There is nothing Ross Bain's can't paint. Ross was commissioned to paint the Masvidal flying knee mural on the ATT gym wall as well. Hang a painting in your house or office of your favorite athlete, actor, pet, family, sunset, you get the idea. Check out his amazing talent on the online store at rossbainsart.bigcartel.com and join the Ross Baines Art owner family. Follow Ross today on Twitter at Ross Baines Art.
Puckett Store Fixtures, located at 2450 5th Avenue South in St. Pete, is just amazing. Puckett's has everything and anything you could ever want or need to display that favorite jersey, picture, game shoes, or anything else you'd like to display. If they don't have it, they can and will custom build it, from hooks to mannequins, safes to display cases, and much, much more. Check them out at PuckettStoreFixtures.com or stop in and see them at 2450 5th Avenue South in St. Pete.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is John Smoltz from the Atlanta Braves, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
And we're right back. This is Knockout Radio coming to you live from Tour de Pizza. What's up, Randy?
Yeah, we are.
Oh, yeah, good.
Good.
You want to go over the jersey numbers since we talked about it before the last break?
We can do that, but I do want to throw this out real quick. I don't miss baseball.
Okay.
I haven't watched baseball in years.
Right.
But it's what I grew up on.
Okay.
So, again,
America's pastime.
I don't miss it. I truly don't miss it. I don't. But I miss not following it, if that makes sense.
You miss the history of it, it's like the American apple pie or cherry pie or...
Well, hopefully apple because I don't like
or cherry. Pumpkin.
Well, pumpkin's okay.
What's the American pie?
It's apple pie.
Apple pie. Yeah. So baseball, apple pie.
If you offered me, pick any number. Pick any number.
Numbers?
No. We'll do quarterback numbers in a second. But any number that you would give me if I could name five players on a baseball team.
Oh, 00.
Okay. If you were to offer me $100 to name five baseball players on any one baseball team, I could not do it.
Yeah, that'd be tough.
I don't think I could name, honestly, and I'm not just, I don't think I could name three.
Could you go back and do it with old numbers, like Jeter, number one?
Yeah.
The Diamond Baseball, number 23.
Well, I'm pretty sure Jeter wore two, not one.
No, it could be him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I could go back in the day. I could go back to when I worked for the St. Louis Cardinals, or I could, you know, even the 80s or the 90s. I don't know if I could name.
How are baseball numbers picked? Like by position?
It used to be.
Okay.
That is how it first started, was pitcher was one, catcher, and that's their
number. Oh, okay.
And that is their numbers, you know, on the scorecard. You know, one is pitcher, two is catcher, three is first. It never made sense why second base is four. And then they skip over the shortstop to go to third base.
Huh.
I'm just saying, wouldn't you just think one pitcher, two catcher, first is three, second is four, short is five, third is six.
Then go out to the outfield.
Then seven, eight, nine.
Right.
But no, they don't do that. They skip the shortstop, maybe because he plays a little deeper. I don't know. But that is why it started, you know, was for that reason. And
sure.
Then it kind of spawned off. And now it's just any number is any number. Huh. You know, whatever number you wear, you can pay for when you get there, you know, if somebody else has it. If Bryce Harper comes, like he came to Philly and he purposely didn't take a certain number, but he got something similar, you know, you pay for it, you do whatever, you buy the car, you buy the Rolex, and you take the number.
Right, sure.
Huh. What is your favorite baseball player?
Of all time?
Is it Mattingly?
It's got to be Mattingly just because I know him. And
you know of him.
I know him. He's been in my yard.
Yeah.
He used to play baseball in my backyard.
Yeah, he's been in your yard. He was chasing you because you stole his stuff.
Oh, he was playing baseball with my wiffle ball bat. and he broke my stuff.
So you would want his.
I mean, he was my childhood favorite player of all time. I think Ricky Henderson was the one that brought the pizzazz. He was like Andre Agassi for me, maybe because they had the same lime green, Mountain Dew. Hair and gloves and just that style, that flair, that flash.
I get what you're saying, and I have met them both.
Oh.
One is Ricky Henderson was in my top group of
goats.
Not goats, because he's definitely not a goat, but
iconic figures.
You know, and as I said that, you know, he may be the goat. He may be the
leadoff hitters.
He may be the greatest leadoff hitter of
all time. I would say so. Because once he got on base, he knew he was going to second.
What do you mean? He just hit the home run coming out of the one hole.
That's true.
when he broke that record, whatever record it was, and he broke many of them, it hurt me when he took the stolen base record from Lou Brock, because I knew Lou and back from my Cardinals days. But when he broke whatever record and he hit a home run and he slid in at home, just beat Ricky Henderson.
I love it.
just being Ricky Henderson.
I love that kind of stuff.
I used to, when I played softball, I would sway back and forth like Ricky Henderson because he was ready to steal.
And then you got Pete Rose. Nobody played the game harder. Nobody loved the game with more passion. So if I was going to identify somebody from my own personal lifestyle, I would say Pete Rose and I are the same.
Yeah, okay.
That got you. I told you this was going to be an entertaining show. Yeah. You said you weren't going to laugh.
Just because your lies kill me.
What? Charlie Hustle and I are the same.
So if that's the case, why didn't we go to that thing that was in Clearwater?
Because I'm banned from going. I bet on the play.
No, he did, not you.
I bet on it, too.
Yeah, two to one, Pete doesn't. Yeah, whatever. You know, and Pete is one of my favorite players of all time.
For sure.
You know, Pete Rose, Al Raboski, Tug McGraw.
The who? The big tugboat. Who is it? What?
Tug McGraw?
I don't know what that means.
You don't know what that means?
Is that a name?
Tug McGraw.
The person?
Tim McGraw's dad. Do you know who Tim McGraw is?
Yeah, the singer.
Yeah.
Country guy.
Yeah.
I told you I'm a country fan.
Right. His dad, Tug McGraw, played for the New York Mets.
Wow.
And then went to the Philadelphia Phillies.
What about Rolly Fingers?
I knew Rolly.
The iconic mustache.
Yeah, his mustache was iconic.
I mean, I like guys that stand out in a crowd.
Well, of course you do.
Jimmy Hart told me, if you don't stand out in a crowd.
Well, so now you're lying because you always said Terry told you that.
No, Jimmy told me that part. If you don't stand out in the crowd, you're going to be sitting in it watching someone else live in your dream. That's what Jimmy told me at the Hard Rock.
So because you've learned that, now you sit here and watch people make pizza. Yes, they're living your dream.
I'm outside working out in the sunlight on the back of a truck.
Whatever. Give me some more baseball players you liked. Then we'll get to the football numbers.
Baseball players. I mean, I think you got to go with the Iron Man.
Why?
Just because he was like, he never missed a game.
Oh, you're talking about Ripken. I thought you were talking about Lou Gehrig. Like, you never saw Lou Gehrig.
Right, but Iron Man, like, he just never, he showed up every game. He was always there, except for the controversy where he missed a game or something.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't either, but I'm just saying, you know, those kind of things are legendary, like work ethic and determination and commitment and the way they play and respect the game. I think that's lost in today's art form. I think these new players, there's too much money, and they're like, well, I'm not going to go to surgery after the season because I gave it all on the field. You know, I think they hold up. They don't give it their all.
You know, we were watching, my wife and I were watching a, I think it was 911. I don't know if you've seen that. It's a new firehouse show.
Okay.
There's one, I think, in Austin and one, I think, is in California. So they bring in a new paramedic. And the paramedic, you know, they go through this whole application, and he's picked over everybody else because he has a perfect record, a non-blemish record. Everything is, and then they go out on a call, and it's these two kids run into a landmine.
Okay.
And they figure out a way. It's Rob Lowe who's the star of it, and they're going to like back the fire truck as far as they can. Then they're going to throw a bag into the landmine. They're going to jump on the bag. And then continue to throw the bag, you know, like 6 feet or 5 feet. If it doesn't go off, then they'll jump into the bag. So they go and they tell this guy, hey, will you go with Rob? And he's like, no, I'm not comfortable doing that. It's because that's why he has a perfect non-blemished record.
He hasn't done anything.
He hasn't done anything.
Sure.
He hasn't gone out of his comfort zone. He hasn't done some of the things that a lot of these newer athletes don't do.
Right.
Like play with a hangnail. Oh, my God, I have a hangnail. I can't play. We're back in the day. Darryl Knowles was the first pitcher to ever pitch in all seven games of a World Series.
Wow.
You don't see that anymore.
Yeah.
You know, there's pitch counts. There's, you know, run counts. You can only run so many steps, and then you have to stop for water. That's NASCAR. Sorry. No.
They'll bring in one guy for one batter and then go back to the bullpen change pitchers.
I don't have a problem with that. I mean, it's using your whole roster, you know, to the benefit. Now, I believe they changed that rule where you can't do that anymore.
Oh, yeah.
What? How can you make a rule that he has to pitch to more than one batter?
Because the gameplay takes 4 hours.
So what?
I mean, Babe Ruth used to have a cigar in his mouth when he threw the ball.
Keith Hernandez used to smoke in the dugout. So what? What does that mean?
I'm just saying, it's a different era.
I didn't remember it the first 75 times I watched it, but I happened to have the longest yard on. The remake with Adam Sandler and my buddy Joey Gomez is in it. And there's a guy playing smoking a cigarette. He's on the field playing football smoking a cigarette.
I mean, that's what they did. The Tour de France used to take breaks to drink a beer.
I believe that.
They would take beer breaks in the middle of the Tour de France.
And it's not Joey Diaz or Joey Gomez. It's Joey Diaz.
Joey Diaz. Joey Gomez was a wrestler.
He was supposed to come on the show. But, you know, I haven't watched a NETCAR race since they've stopped. And now you have to rehydrate after 18 hours or whatever the hell they're doing. It defeats having a microwave in the car.
Yeah, how are you going to keep your hot pocket hot?
When you stop. I haven't watched since. I can't watch. I don't want to watch.
Yeah, I mean, so if you take away the grit and the all-out effort and the max effort, it changes the gameplay. And I definitely don't think baseball is what it once was. I think bring the steroids back. I'm a fan of the long ball. I like the home run derby. I like the Bash Brothers. I like the, what's the guy's name that turned white, albino dude?
Sammy Sosa.
I like the Sammy Sosa corked bat era.
So he can't drink Coca-Cola then, right?
What is it?
Oh, you haven't heard that new thing?
No.
We'll talk about it off the air first.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, but I like that era. It made baseball exciting.
No, for sure.
It's rookie. It's like amateur hour at the station.
It's Rocky Balboa. I wanted it on.
Oh, okay. Turn your phone off, buddy.
But
I missed that era. I missed that era when baseball was exciting.
Here's the problem with it, and I agree with you, okay? But back in the day, I used to talk about this, and I had a baseball coach call me up. And I said, I'm all for steroids.
Yeah.
I want my players juiced.
Me too.
I want to see a home run go 9 miles.
No question.
You know, I want to see somebody hit a baseball as far as Happy Gilmore hits a golf ball. Right?
Yeah, right.
Did you see they just did a thing back and forth on Twitter?
Huh.
So I guess it's like the 25th year, 35th year or whatever of Happy Gilmore. So Adam Sandler did a little clip and sent it to Shooter.
Oh, wow.
And it's him. He goes, let's see if I can still do it. And he went and he hit this drive and blah, blah, blah. And then Shooter did the same thing. He went and sank a putt. And he goes, Shooter, bang, 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 bang. You know, the same thing. But, you know, I'm all for it. You know, it's your body. If you want to go do it, if you want to take advantage, if you want to hit $743 million. Then I had a baseball coach call me up and said, here's the problem with that thinking.
Okay.
So if you're okay with them doing it at the pro level.
Right.
Are you okay with them doing it at the college level? And my answer is I don't care.
Right.
You know, I know where you're going with it, but I don't care.
Sure.
He says the problem with that is now that you're okay with the college level, the only way the high school level is going to be competitive so that they can get to the next level of college is they now have to do it in high school.
True.
And again, you're almost in the same. Yeah. I don't care.
Right.
So now you have your junior high guys or athletes doing it. And it's, you know, it just funnels all the way down.
Sure.
But I'm with you. I don't care. I don't know these guys.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want, but here's where I'm a hypocrite. And I've always said, you don't have to call me a hypocrite because I'll call myself one.
Right.
I don't want to see steroids in MMA because you can literally kill somebody.
Sure.
Now,
it's different.
The response is, if you're so juiced up and you, you know, turn on a ball and you hit a line drive off the third baseman's head, is it his responsibility to duck?
Well, okay. So then let's just move the fence closer then.
No, further.
No, closer. Move it closer and let everybody be natural.
But if you put it out further, then everybody's going to have to juice.
That's
I
true.
Was trying to help you. No, that's the
true.
Direction you
Look,
wanted to go.
I'm a fan of steroids. All it does is help you recover so you can train more frequently, so you can perform at the highest level more often. That's it. It doesn't help you hit 100-mile-an-hour fastball with movement with a stick.
That's true.
Joe DiMaggio's 56-game hit streak is still the greatest feat of all sports that will never be broken. Probably. I mean, it's probably the greatest athletic feat of all time because it's the hardest thing to do. So steroids isn't going to give you hand-eye coordination. The GNAT will on the back of my truck. I can actually probably break his record.
It is sad, though, that in a sport, you're a success if you succeed a quarter of the time.
Good. If you bat 300, you're making $100 million a year.
If you hit 250. I'm going a quarter.
You're making millions and millions of years.
There was a guy, and I don't remember who it was, and I'm sure somebody could Google it and, you know, fact check me, you know, like on Facebook. I believe he was with the Red Sox. He was in a car accident in spring training. He didn't play the entire year. He went to arbitration and won. He didn't play.
The only better story than that is the guy who took half his salary in Bitcoin. And is now the wealthiest NFL player of all time.
Well, and Bobby Bonilla and his agents.
Yeah, Bobby Bonilla is getting paid for three more lifetimes.
How about this? Did you hear the story about Tatis?
No.
Tatis Jr., who just signed that huge deal with the San Diego Padres, who I love this kid. I don't really know much about him. I've known a couple things that he's done, and I really like it. So I guess there's a company, allegedly, I've done zero research. I don't know how true all this is. One of the owners, one of the partners of this group's father and grandfather, I believe, was president of the United States. According to what I was told, it may not be true. They go and they work deals with minor league athletes. So you're in the minors. You're struggling. Back when I was with the St. Louis Cardinals and the St. Pete Cardinals, there was like six, eight guys that slept in a one-bedroom apartment because they're not making anything. So these companies make deals with these minor leaguers. So gave Tatis, allegedly, $2 million. That was the deal. And they would get 8% of all his future earnings once he got to the major leagues. And he just signed a, what, a $307 million contract. So supposedly it's the first time that it really hit. It's an insurance policy. It's a gamble. So, you know, what's the chance of you making it from the minors to the majors?
Shouldn't they do that for college football players? Shouldn't the college football players get paid? I mean, especially with this new era of player safety and futuristic.
Let's address that then. We'll address that when we return. Let's go hit a quick break. Coming to you live from Torta Pizza, 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Song. We'll be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is MC Hammer, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris, putting it down.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Country Depot, located at 36 North Broad Street in historic downtown Brooksville, could be the coolest store on planet Earth. From home and garden decor, handbags, and sports items, Country Depot carries a very large variety of unique gifts like nautical, primitive, country, and much more. Follow them on Facebook at Country Depot and stay tuned to Knockout Radio for details on how to register to win a $50 gift certificate. It's called Country Depot in Brooksville and worth the drive.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call them at 727-290-9873.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxen millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Puckett Store Fixtures, located at 2450 5th Avenue South in St. Pete, is just amazing. Puckett's has everything and anything you could ever want or need to display that favorite jersey, picture, game shoes, or anything else you'd like to display. If they don't have it, they can and will custom build it, from hooks to mannequins, safes to display cases, and much, much more. Check them out at PuckettStoreFixtures.com or stop in and see them at 2450 5th Avenue South in St. Pete.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Billy Bob Thornton here, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back coming to you live from Torta Pizza, 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete.
That changed my mind.
Good. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. I'm looking for a new co-host. Just hit me up, and I'll let you know.
That's my favorite baseball player. Billy Bob Thornton from the Bad News Bears.
He wasn't the player. He was the manager.
Oh.
He didn't play.
What are you talking about?
Now, maybe if you want that long-haired guy, or I can't remember the female that was on it who went on to do a lot of movies and such. I don't know if you heard this yet, but Winfield Jr., you know that he got fined for doing the peace sign.
Yeah, the peace sign, right?
So he got fined $7,100, I think. He's matching it and donating it to a local middle school in Tampa.
Love it.
I do too.
Love it. I love the intensity. I love the fire. I love all of it.
I think he should have got that on his tattoo, though. You know, he got a Super Bowl tat and all that kind of stuff. I would have done the deuces out.
He should have just waited until next year to get another trophy, and then he could do the two, but it's two Lombardi trophies in the tattoo.
Do you see the photo? There's some really good photos of Brady coming out of him throwing the Lombardi. It's pretty awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty good. And I guess he's now regretting, you know, what people...
Throwing it?
No, not throwing it. Or just being
moving to Florida?
Just maybe getting on his boat. I think maybe it's just that. But I think that's going to change Brady. I really... The legend of Tom Brady, you know, he's kind of looked like I've always said, he's never looked real.
Right.
You know, I've now covered him 2 years ago when they came.
Right.
You know, we did get to Zoom and all that kind of stuff. He's always been like a transformer to me. He just doesn't seem real.
Right.
Right?
You know, sure.
And Peyton Manning was that way.
Of course.
Until he went on Saturday Night Live.
Yep.
And then he did all that goofy stuff and, you know, hit the kid in the back of the head with the ball.
Which shows he's relatable.
Shows he's human.
He's human.
And I think that's what this is going to do for Tom Brady.
Softens the edges.
I think I like him more now.
Yeah, he was,
and
like...
I've always liked him.
He was robotical and very...
Perfect.
Boring.
Not boring.
Perfect. Boring.
Perfect.
Boring.
You know, it's now coming out that he would text players at midnight, like plays and videos, and that, you know, everybody else is asleep. You know, he's in the war room, you know, doing stuff. 6 a.m. People are just waking up to get to work. He's already doing his stuff. I think it makes him more relatable. And I don't know if I could have liked him anymore, because I've always thought highly of him, because I know stories, you know, that I've been told from Russ Hochstein up when he was in New England. I didn't think I could like him anymore, but I think I did. You brought up a couple numbers back when we were talking quarterbacks in the first hour.
Yeah.
And it's ironic, because one just went in the Hall of Fame and the other just got his butt kicked in the Super Bowl, and both had higher numbers than Brad Johnson's 14.
Yeah. You're right. What's his name?
You got to look him up.
Peyton Manning, number 18.
Right.
And Patrick Mahomes, number 15.
Right.
Then Johnny Unitas was number 19.
Ah, see, I forgot that too. And Otto Graham was double zeros, I believe.
Not Otto Graham, it was a different Otto.
No, Otto Graham. There was a
the Raider. The
Jim Otto wore double zero, but I believe Otto Graham wore double zero, and then he also wore 14.
Warren Moon wore number one. Same as Tua, who says that that's the number one, the best number in all jerseys in the NFL?
It depends on your body structure. Because I remember a buck, I asked him about a number. You know, I always ask these, you know, stupid questions that mean nothing. And he said it made me look slimmer. He did.
Right. I mean, if Warren Sapp wore a one, it just looked like a seam. The seam is a 15-yard penalty.
Okay.
But wasn't there something about numbers where you have to have, like, it has to be on two hands so you can, like, flash, like, for hockey or whatever, like, foul on 21,
right.
So you can't be, like, 77 because there's no fingers for...
But there are 77s. There are 80s.
Well, because the new number for the Lightning player last night, they just released number 60. It's the first time it's been used ever.
The GOAT wore 99, didn't he?
Yeah.
Was it Gretzky 99?
Where they have to flash like 5 and 4 and 5 and 4.
You got to do the dash 5, dash 5, dash 4, dash 2, dash. Then it could be a whole skit with Nielsen or whatever his name was.
I want to change the system. I want to recreate. It's getting too confusing. Anybody ever had triple numbers? Like
no.
120 with 6?
No, but referees and judges, you know, in football, I've seen
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah.
You know, line judge, 126. Not that you ever flash his numbers. That's do you true. Flash their numbers like gang signs? Is that how you do it?
Depends on what color the uniform is.
Hey, don't say that.
And get you in trouble.
We're not doing that. We're not talking anything like that.
You brought up the gang signs, though, not me.
Well, gang signs is okay. It's colored signs that we can't do.
No, you can't do red or blue, like blood, crip, you know, respect the gang.
Respect the gang.
You have to. The gang. Gotta respect the gang.
If you don't respect the gang won't respect you.
The cool of the gang is that going to be
cool of the gang?
No, but like, they're changing the Jeep Cherokee because of insensitivity. How can they still have cool in the gang? I'm offended by gangs.
I interviewed one of those guys.
Did you really?
Yeah, I did.
How was it?
It was cool.
Huh?
You know, I don't remember which one.
It's in the name.
There you go.
But did you hear Jeeps getting pressure to change a Jeep Cherokee because it's offensive to the Native Americans?
I want to buy one before it gets changed.
You really?
I really do.
Are they going to scout me? Because I have a mohawk. Like, are they going to be offended that I have a mohawk?
Will I get in trouble if I wear Todd Yoder's game jersey?
What was it, the Redskins?
It's a Redskin jersey.
Yeah.
You know, and he did the show from the Super Bowl. He said he played for the Redskins.
That's what his check was signed by.
He didn't play for the Washington football team.
Oh, man. They just keep taking away history. They just keep trying to recreate it or rewrite it. What's next? What, and the Indians, are they changing their name?
They should. The Indians should. The Braves should. The Buccaneers should. The Chiefs should.
Florida State? Seminoles?
Well, I thought they have some kind of deal with the Seminoles.
Well, they do.
Yeah. So because it's okay, because the Seminoles say it's okay, then it's okay.
Huh.
You know, your buddy and mine, Styles G, put something up that said, just because you find it offensive doesn't mean it's offensive.
True.
And I said, that's true.
True.
But it should go both ways. So if something you do is offensive to me, but it's not to you, it's not offensive to you, but it is to me.
Right.
Just like if I say what you're doing is offensive to me, doesn't mean it's offensive to you.
True.
Let's just go back to the 50s or the 60s or the 80s and pull up your pants and move on with life.
That's when the golden era of everything was. Bodybuilding, baseball, football. The only thing that sucked about the 80s is there was no UFC.
Right.
Right? I mean, if you think about it.
And there was no disco.
Yeah.
It was already gone.
It's already died.
Wasn't that in the 70s?
That's true.
I don't remember.
You know, you don't remember the 70s? It must have been good.
I don't remember anything.
You don't remember yesterday.
I don't. You know, I told this story, and I know we need to hit this last break, that, and I think I did it in the first hour. I was sitting with one of the attorneys from Tampa who's involved with World Class Fight League, Anthony Gonzalez, and a fighter came over, and Anthony said, hey, that was a great fight. And I turned and I looked, and I'm like, what fight was it? I said this to myself.
Right.
Because I judged his fight.
Sure.
I have no idea what fight his was. I couldn't tell you. I couldn't tell you names of who fought.
And that's why I say it's important to have a rolly finger mustache, a colored batting glove like Ricky Henderson, a Conor McGregor personality.
Hold on.
You don't stand out in a crowd.
Hold on a second. Ricky Henderson wore the team color. So when he did the swinging back and forth, it was the Oakland A green.
But he made it cool.
No, I understand that.
It makes it flashy.
But
and
it didn't stick it out because everybody wore those.
If you're a pro athlete, it's your job to build an impression and leave a mark behind to build a fan base.
True.
And that's what Conor McGregor does better than anybody else in the entire world.
I don't know about anybody else in the entire world. He's been very successful at doing it. But because he did it in the time period he did, I don't think he branded himself any better than Tito Ortiz did. Tito Ortiz just did it so long ago, he wasn't able to make the kind of money that Conor McGregor made now.
And that's why you didn't remember who that fighter was that you just watched and just judged for, because he didn't stand out in your mind.
That's
he didn't
true.
Leave an impression behind.
That's not true.
Absolutely did.
There was a guy who fought who had eyeball tattoos and tats all over his face and his head. He stuck out.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell you his name.
Well, you don't have to, because you'll remember him next time you see him. You're like, oh, I judge your fight. The other kid has no chance.
That's probably true.
That's true.
I would remember. I won't remember him, But if I ever see, what if somebody walks through the door right now with the same tats all over his face? Am I going to think that's him?
No, you're going to be like, oh, he probably works here, Tour de Pizza, because that guy has more tattoos than you. Oh, there he is. That's the guy. That's
the flower in now. All right, let's go hit our final break of the afternoon, coming to you live from Tour de Pizza, 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Song. We'll be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Martin Gramatica, talking sports with Randy Harris.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza. That's Tour de Pizza.
Country Depot, located at 36 North Broad Street in historic downtown Brooksville, could be the coolest store on planet Earth. From home and garden decor, handbags, and sports items, Country Depot carries a very large variety of unique gifts like nautical, primitive, country, and much more. Follow them on Facebook at Country Depot and stay tuned to Knockout Radio for details on how to register to win a $50 gift certificate. It's called Country Depot in Brooksville and worth the drive.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Olympic gold medalist Christy Yamaguchi, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
I do remember her being on. It was a long time ago, though.
Yamaguchi?
Yamaguchi, yeah.
She was a big name.
A very big name.
Big.
I had Andre
Arlovski.
Arlovski on. I had... you said his name before.
Andre Agassi?
Andre Agassi on. Yeah.
That was my favorite tennis player growing up. Oh, him and McEnroe.
But did you like him with hair or without hair?
I liked him with the hair.
With the hair?
With the Clay Guida.
Yeah.
Yeah, I liked him with the, you know, because he had the flashy neon green, like, you know, it was the style. It was the cool.
Team USA came out to St. Pete Beach, and they did a press conference. That was kind of cool. Jimmy Connors or?
Johnny Mack.
Or John
Mack. Johnny Mack all day. And your boy, Johnny Mack. From the Bucks,
yep.
DJ Johnny Mack, as they call him around the world.
I thoroughly enjoyed tennis back then with those guys.
Oh, because of personality.
Like, you've got to be kidding me.
Yeah. What other sport do they throw a tantrum like that, though?
Well, they all do. No, is it throwing a tantrum when you pull a jersey over somebody's head and bash them in the head with your skate?
That's called hockey.
Right. managers that come out on the baseball field dressed like clowns,
kicking dirt on the plate.
Yeah, exactly, they pull up to second base and throw it.
What about the manager that took the base and went to the dugout? Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. And then they go and they bring the big bucket of balls and throw it out there on the field, and then they storm off. They make the poor sap ball boy go and pick up all these baseballs because Don Zimmer just threw a temper tantrum. And that was a legend. It was just Don Zimmer's the first name that came to mind.
Right.
It could have been the Dodger guy.
Sure.
I forgot his name.
Tommy Lasorda?
Tommy Lasorda.
Rest in peace.
I told you a story about Tommy Lasorda, right?
No.
Yeah, I was out there with some player friends of mine that played for the Dodgers. And we walked by and they go, here, you want this? It was Don Zimmer's hat. not Don Simmons.
Which Tommy Lasorda.
So I have Tommy Lasorda sat now.
Really? Yeah. That's valuable now. Yeah, save it.
Nothing's valuable.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's really not. Nothing's valuable. It's all... My family can't wait for me to die just so they can burn the storage unit.
That's true.
They want to just get rid of all that.
True talk. Right.
I spend $129 a month for these storage units, and they can't wait to burn it all.
I see you keep digging stuff out of the cellar.
I found a couple of cool things. I found that picture at Toby Hall.
Yeah.
You know. And did you see he responded on Facebook?
Oh, did he?
Yeah. And what's funny is you can see the catcher's feet is like up in the air.
Right.
And Toby is sliding headfirst in the home plate. And I made some kind of smart comment. Somebody responded. He goes, yeah, but I was safe. He said something like, I'm safe, right? That's all that matters.
It's true.
But yeah, there's temper tantrums in every sport. You know, some worse than others. I don't know any sport that I would list above baseball. Again, for managers to come out, you know, you turn your hat backwards and hit the umpires, you know, and then you're like, okay, throw me out. You know, that happens. Like the manager comes out and screams to the umpire to throw him out of the game.
So you can go on break, go back to the clubhouse.
No, so we can kind of like rouse team up and wake them up and get them out of the funk that they're in. And then he goes back in the back and smokes cigars and beer. And when I worked for the Cardinals, you know that their fines was an alcohol.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So when they got fined for missing signs or doing whatever wrong, their fine was like two cases of beer that they would put in the cooler, and then the management would drink it and take advantage of the whole system. So yeah, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Yeah.
Do you want to run down the card? Or
This was, in my opinion, which I know it's different than your opinion.
In the words of our good friend Shane Grossman, of course it's your opinion. It's coming from you.
He's at the Subway right now. Give us a foot long.
I don't know. I heard some really... We used to buy those Subway tunas like they were going out of style. And then I guess it's come out that it's not tuna.
Well, yeah. I mean, I buy fresh lettuce every day. It wilts every day because it touches air and it turns brown instantly. If you take their salad, it never wilts.
It's true.
There's a problem with the process. Okay.
That's true.
So, but here's one of those situations where I wish the UFC would have waited another week, put together like a bigger fight card, or like at least like names that you would recognize or tune in for.
All right, did you piss somebody off or something? Because some really large people just walked in here and they're giving you some really dirty looks.
Oh, that guy? I'm not worried about Janet. I mean, that's the professional bodybuilder, and that's a professional powerlifter.
Really?
Yeah, they're on Team USA. They met in South Africa, like on the world powerlifting
team. All right, get back to the card room. We only have a couple minutes.
I would choke that guy out. This is a fight card that there's a lot of names that you don't know.
Well, there's more names that you can't pronounce.
Way more. And I wish that they would have waited to put together a bigger lineup, in my opinion. But do you want me to read some of the highlights? I mean, I'll mention our friends of the show that are on here.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so we got on the main card, it is UFC Fight Night, Ronstadt versus Gane. How do you pronounce G-A-N-E?
However you want.
Fine. It's Rosenstruck versus Game.
Okay.
All right. That's the title. That's the main fight.
That's not the title. That's the
main event. That's the main event. Right. I'm not watching. 8 o'clock. UPFC Apex.
Hold on a second, knucklehead. So you have to know the person to watch. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
So you don't think it'll be a good fight just because you've never heard of the person?
Didn't say it won't be a good fight. I just don't have any interest in watching them fight.
But how do you expect fighters that you've never heard of to gain popularity if you're refusing to watch them just because you've never heard of them?
Throwing an energy drink in a press conference helps. Making a suit with a pinstripe with the fook you. I said fook.
I know what you said.
I'm just saying. You got to bring the excitement. You got to bring the attention. I want to see excitement.
Well, you may see excitement. The problem is you're not going to watch it because you don't recognize any of the names.
That's true. But I will watch Alex Caceres because he has energy and I like his passion.
Okay.
And he's fighting Kevin Kroom.
Okay.
And Angela Hill versus Ashley Yoder. We had both of them on today, so I'll watch that fight.
So fine. You're going to watch up to that, and then when the main event comes...
Turn it off. Turn off the main event. Okay. I'm not watching the main event.
Okay.
I'll
be honest, I was judging Saturday. I still haven't seen the Derek Lewis fight.
Oh, really?
One of the other judges was watching it. while he was judging.
Hey, man, Derek, like we said last week, Derek keeps improving as he goes. He's just getting better.
Yes and no. Derek's improving, but he's taking advantage of his opponent's mistakes. That's what he's doing. So we really don't know how his improvement is going. Like, he was waiting for Curtis to shoot.
Sure.
He knew when he was going to shoot, he was going to throw the uppercut.
So who?
What I did find funny was he said he's going to wait until after Black History Month to start ripping Curtis. He said he felt bad. He was going to wait until after.
Right. That's iconic.
You know, I don't really root for a whole lot of people. And, you know, I like Stipe and, you know, I want John to win the heavyweight title and blah, 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 blah for numerous reasons. I would love to see Derek Lewis become heavyweight champ because he is so marketable just because of the stuff he does.
And that's what I'm talking about.
And his balls are still hot. He still takes his short.
And his ornament's still hanging from my rearview mirror. And that's the greatest anti-theft device you could ever put in your truck.
Absolutely. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. I want to thank Angela and Ashley. Hit me up on Twitter at Knockout Radio.
At Naked Pizza Man 1.
For 8-Man Strong and Staff Zone, this has been Knockout Radio, broadcasted live from Tour de Pizza. What's
your game? This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Toby Hall, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.